Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Shermin and Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Wendy. This is Shermin. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Krista. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Divya Parekh back as our guest on our show today. Divya is an internationally known business relationship and leadership coach and speaker. She heads the DP Coaching Group, which helps entrepreneurs, leaders, achievers, coaching them to achieve their personal and professional goals with laser focus, unstoppable confidence, and resonant relationships.
Divya is also the co-author of an international Amazon best-selling book, The Voyage to Your Vision, and the author of several other books, including Emotional Intelligence, Critical Thinking, Leadership and Influence, and The Entrepreneur's Garden.
Divya is no stranger to Sky's the Limit Radio. During previous interviews, we talked with her about her most recent book, The Entrepreneur's Garden, and the 9 essential relationships for a successful business, and also the now power, how fears, judgments, and worries prevent us from achieving success in our lives. If you missed any of these episodes, you can still listen to them by going to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit, where all our shows are archived. The title of our show today is Make Your Message a Movement. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Divya. We are so glad you could join us again on our show today.
Thank you, everyone. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Awesome, Divya. So let's get started. We have a lot of questions for you today. Wendy, I think you have the first question.
And yes, I do. And so I really love this topic, making your message a movement. Is this only for entrepreneurs, or would you say that other people are able to create movements? And what exactly would your definition of a movement be?
Great question. So this is something mm-hmm. that has been very close to my heart and that I came up with. So make your message a movement is something that took birth in my heart a few years back. And mm-hmm. I say that it is for every single person on the planet. Pardon me. Who wants to make a difference? Who wants to leave a legacy? Who wants to have a meaningful and fulfilled life?
Yeah, you think of people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. Those are definite movements. So just everyday entrepreneurs are able to do that if they have some kind of a message that they want to spread to the world and create this movement. I'm just curious how someone would get started with that, that you start with a message, and then they, how do you go from a message to turning it into a movement? I'm just curious
mm-hmm.
about that.
Absolutely. So the first thing is to know your message. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a message, then you cannot do it. And the message can be as small as you want, or it can be as big as you want. So, for example, I'm going to share a few stories. So one of the stories that I want to share was that when I was part of PTA volunteering program, so this is Parent-Teacher Association, and which does not get a whole lot of recognition. And yet,
mm-hmm.
their desire, their message is to make a difference in the kids' lives in school, bring as many programs as they can, and they work tirelessly, putting in hours and hours together. It's almost like they're unsung heroes. All those moms spending hours together to bring great programs, to do good for the school,
mm-hmm.
and their message is whatever they can do to make kids' lives better. Now think about it. If they come up with a different type of a model where they see success in their school, now they take the model just not in their school, but they communicate with other parent-teacher association in another school and duplicating it. And then that's a move. To me,
uh-huh.
a movement could be a very simple thing. So it could be, I want to connect with human beings. Simple message. I don't want to have to spend any time on it. I don't want to have to spend any energy or money on it. Can I still do it? Yes, you can. It can be a simple smile. And I challenge everyone today that I can guarantee to this fact that, you know, if you smile at someone, at least 5 people out of 10 people will respond back.
Definitely.
And another thing is, I want to ask Wendy Kristen Sherman, would you like to have $20,000 in your pocket right now?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Are you
why not?
We'll help
okay.
you out. No problem.
Yeah. Well.
Fantastic. And then would you like to be a millionaire?
Hey, why not?
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to go back. That why do we want $20,000? Why do we want to become millionaires? It's not about the money. If you think about it, let's say if you had stack of all those green dollar Washingtons and green dollar Lincolns, if you put stack of everything, it's not going to give you anything. It's how you use that money, how you're leveraging it, and the feelings that come from it. That's why we want
money
in our lives. That's why we want friendship in our lives. So right. similarly, the end goal for most of the human beings is to be happy, to bring joy in your life. That's why you go on vacations. That's why you go and spend money on restaurants, on experiential things. You go see a movie. You go on rides in a theme park, or you go to the zoo, you go to the beach. So similarly, when you smile at someone, you get the same benefits as you would get if you had $20,000 in your pocket. So think about it. You can add it up. The more you smile, the more benefits you're going to get as if you were a millionaire. The math is simple.
Yeah, I'm going to be smiling all day today.
Yeah. It's interesting because on a biochemical level, it's the same.
Yes.
Stimulus.
You get the stimulus, and if your message is to help people get rich, you can do it without doing anything. You're walking down the street. And one of the examples I'm going to share is that one of my friends and I usually go for a walk around the lake, and it's a local lake, and when we started out initially, nobody, you know, we both would just say good morning, smile at people. Nobody would respond, and now I tell you, because we have been going there consistently, people have come to know us. Now people will come back and wish back, even without us saying good morning. So that is something that you're building trust upon. Then secondly is there's so many new people that we will pass by and we will say good morning with a smile. And usually 7 to 8 people return the greetings back. So think about it. Not only you are getting the same biochemical effect of $20,000, you're giving that to somebody else with a minor impact. So you could have that, okay, my message is to make people happy. Today I'm going to give 5 smiles. Not a whole lot to ask for, is it?
No, not at all.
That's you're really giving yourself $100,000 and you're giving somebody else $100,000.
Right. Yeah, I always thought it had to be something a lot more complicated. Not complicated, but not as simple as you're talking about. So that is a real great revelation here. Oh, we should go on
absolutely
to Shermin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead.
No, please do.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Yeah, we can go on to Shermin's question.
Yeah, no, I very much relate to what you were saying, Divya. This money is just paper. It's just pieces of paper. It's what the money can provide, you know, the opportunity to have the feelings that you want. So that makes a lot of sense. But, you know, what do you say to people who say, you know, well, I don't care about money. Why do I have to have a message? Does everybody have to have a message? What would you say to those people?
What I would say to those people is that you don't have to have a message. You don't have to have anything. It's what your heart desires. If you are happy and if you're full of joy in living in the moment without a message, that's totally fine. Because the thing is that even by that definition, if your message is, that is still a message, that you're living happy. And if you're being happy, if you're being joyous, you're an example to others. So you may not have a specific defined message from definition. It's all in perspective and about how we communicate things. If you're being a good example of living a good life, about being happy or doing whatever, going your own way, it could just be as simple as you are a good neighbor, you do not bother anyone. So, for example, if you're living in an apartment, you have people underneath you. It's not that, you know, you're turning the music on right at 10 p.m. at night when people might be going to sleep and then dancing away for an hour. But what you're doing is recognizing the fact, as simple as like, okay, you know what, people may be going to sleep, I'm not going to have the music on. It's just simple things in life. Regardless of what you do, people do end up having a message, whether we want or not. Message, or the another way of saying that is that there is something that we are passing on to the others just by the mere fact of existence. Even if you're walking down the street and let's say your eyes meet with someone and you don't want to say anything or you just kind of look away or something like that, the other person passes away and they will be going their own way. And at the same token, nothing happens. But at the same time, let's say if you're living in a neighborhood and you have a dog, you're walking your dog, you are going to build a perception about you. Oh, that person doesn't talk. Oh, that person is introverted. Oh, that person is just like, you know, they're not social. So regardless of what you do, people are going to make assumptions. People are going to get impacted. And that's the thing to be recognized, becoming aware of it, that even just by our mere existence, we impact people around us, we impact the world. So let me share something. I am an advocate for animals. Because think about it, those animals, nature, they don't go and say that, okay, don't throw plastic, don't throw straws, don't use this, don't do that. So there has been recent studies where 50% of turtles worldwide have consumed plastic. And recently there was something on the air or something where I saw that a turtle had swallowed a plastic bottle and his or her, I'm not sure whether it was a he or she, the turtle's buoyancy was impacted. And the poor turtle was floating on the top of the ocean. So regardless of what you do, you are impacting. Let's say you're consuming straws. And maybe it's not your straw, but one of the straws, like recently, was found in a seal's nostrils, and the seal could not breathe. They had to use the tweezers to pull it out, and that seal was fortunate, or that seal could die. So what have they done for us to say that we do not have any responsibility? Regardless of what we do, as it says, right, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So even if you're not acting, it has some sort of a consequence, some sort of a reaction. So think about it. Let's say you are sitting on the couch, you're not bothering anyone, but if you keep on sitting and you keep on watching, there's a consequence to yourself where your health is impacted. Now your health is impacted. What's happening is that if you had stayed healthy, you would not have used the health system. And if you had not used the health system, maybe those services could have gone to somebody else. And think about it. By your not eating, it's possible that you may develop a whole lot of different issues. And by developing a different issues, you're not able to go and enjoy life. Maybe you're not able to run. Maybe you're not able to play games with your kids. And then if something happens to you where you are not feeling good, then your family doesn't feel good because you have loved ones around you. Your friends don't like that you're not feeling good. So whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, our actions do impact others. We are not separate. Right. We are connected.
You don't need to consciously be creating a message. It's how you're living that is already your message. That's
yes.
what you're saying.
So.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yep, yeah. Krista.
Yeah, so that's I love that message. I know that I have an example. My mother, she's 98, will be 98 this year, and wherever she goes, I mean, she's a very friendly person, too, who smiles at everyone, but wherever I go with my mother, people always remark, oh, you are such a role model for me.
Aww.
And just by her mere presence, she is, like you said, she is creating a movement. She is she's becoming a role model for so many of her friends and relatives and even people, strangers she meets. So I thought that was a very good example. So if we don't need to actually have a verbal message, why do we need to start a movement? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So first of all, we said that, you know, not everybody needs to have a message, but let's flip it. There's always the other side to the coin. If all of us say that, right, look, think about the generations of people who have wanted to be passionate about their message and do something about it. Think about the scientists, and I can even share with you where we are going. So, for example, if we did not have, let's look at some of the statistics and facts. Until 200 years back, I think that the population was only 1.5 or something. I do not have the exact numbers, so pardon me if I'm wrong, but it was like 1.5 to 1.2 billion people on this planet. Now, the scientists did research after research after research, you know, spending hours together in the lab because their passion was to help other people because they had a message. They created antibiotics. They created medicine. And I myself have worked in research labs because it's my passion and message to make a difference in other people's lives. And when you're salaried, you can work so many long hours that sometimes you're making below minimum wage. So now we are at 7+ billion people in 200 years. That has been possible because of the labor of love from these people.
Right.
And if we all said, oh, we don't want to create any message, then you would not have innovations, you would not have creativity, you would not have the life-changing technology that has been going and where we are at the brink of human consciousness. It's a simple thing, like, why would I write a book? So, for example, when you write books, you don't make a whole lot of money from it. But it's to leave a legacy. It's to make an impact. And here's something I would like to share, if I have your permission. Today, I got an email from a reader from one of my books. I mean, think about it. Amazon sometimes keeps, depending on the country it's being sold at, 60% of the profits from a book. So it's to make an impact. It's to create that connectivity with the humans. That's why we make a message. So do I have your permission to read what I got today?
Of course.
Of course.
Oh. So her name is Nancy, and she has been wonderful. She has been reading my book, The Entrepreneur's Garden, and has been updating me throughout since she's been reading. She says, "Hi, Divya. I hope you're well. Happy 2018. I'd like to share an update on my progress in the Entrepreneur's Garden. Chapter 6 was critical, and it helped me define my market in both my bookkeeping and ministry businesses. To that end, in my bookkeeping business, I released one client because our values and practices did not align. And I realized that I'm not everybody's bookkeeper, and everybody's not ready to engage a bookkeeper. I'm clear on my ideal client and ready to capitalize on this coming year. In my ministry, after a 15-year hiatus, I will resume teaching administration and finance, and I know this is going to open doors for other opportunities. We, our mastermind group, and I are using your book as your guide, have completed Chapter 7. This chapter is worth $1 million. It's a 3x reread, and I've tagged it as a resource as I continue to grow my business. The one-woman show concept really impacted me because I'm an introvert. However, I'm cognizant that in order to reach my goals, I need team. In my bookkeeping business, I have a freelance social media strategist and a freelance website developer. Thank you so much, Divya, and God bless you forever." So think about it. Why did I spend my heart, energy, and soul and put everything into that book rather than into my coaching business where I can make thousands of dollars? It's because a lot of people do not have the money to hire coaches to make
right.
improvement in their life.
Right.
So it's almost like, why do we breathe? Why do we eat? Why do we sleep? It's like, that's how it's answering the question that why should we have a message? Why must we have a message? Or why do we need a message? Whichever way you want to frame the question. And why do we need to have a movement?
Well, that's a beautiful testimonial that she wrote for you. That's really beautiful. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
So, Wendy, you have another question before we run out of time?
Yeah, you know, we only have a few more minutes left, but real quick, could you share with us how leaders or entrepreneurs, how they actually use their message to further their career or their business? Does it help them enhance what they're doing, and how is it that they can use their message for become a movement?
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you all a few examples. So one of the leaders, I'll share some of the stories of my clients. So some of my clients are very much into philanthropic work. They're into mentoring. So what they did was, one of my clients is an executive in Cisco. They're the consultant over there, and what they do is they're very much into information technology, IT person. And they're not a person who is very gregarious and extrovert. So they have a message that they want to really, really help. And we sat down, we figured out, okay, what can we do? He did not want to go volunteer for services for road cleaning and anything like that. And we sat down and I said, okay, what is it that brings you joy? And as we walked through that, he said, I like helping children and I like to do something that's related to software where I do not have to talk as much. So we decided that he could mentor a robotics team. So he's helping them build a robotics team, and now he's a consultant. Now on the robotics teams, they're like 20 to 25 kids. He found that, you know, he was connecting with parents. They all came close together because the bill season, you know, it runs for like 7 to 8 months. That's the power of a team. And he made connections over there with a couple of executives in other IT companies, and he landed $60,000 worth of contract. Not because he had put in his resume, not because he had put in his proposal. It was because he had built that currency of trust with the other people. They had seen him, how he worked, how he inspired the kids. And they knew that, you know, if you inspire somebody in this way, you're going to be doing it at other places. Then one of the other examples is that one of my clients has a beautiful message of influencing other people. And she was writing actually a foreword for my book, and as she was reading my book, she said, "Divya, can you help me write a book?" And I said, "Sure." So we wrote her book, and she has this really deep message where she differentiates between who is influential and who is just influencing people. So influential is somebody who influences from heart, who inspires people. So we wrote a book outlining her message, not from a corporate perspective, but something that came from her heart. And she said, shared with me today, that a couple of executives from different companies have purchased a book, and then they purchased 25 more books to share with their executive team. And most likely, that is going to lead for her for getting a big chunk of engagement with them. And there are a couple of other clients who have written books, and they have been able to move from managerial position to executive position because they are showing their expertise in a form. They're changing their book, their message into a book which showcases how they're looking at things. You cannot sit and explain to people, but you can sign a book and hand it to someone. So that's one of the ways.
That is just so fantastic, Divya. I just, hate to interrupt, but I want to be sure that everybody's listening knows how they could get more information about all this stuff that you're sharing. And your website is DivyaParekh.com, right? DivyaParekh.com. And people can reach you at contact@DivyaParekh.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was awesome.
Absolutely. And if I may share, I just wanted to quickly share, if somebody wants a breakthrough in their message, if somebody wants to grow their career while impacting others, while expanding the reach, they can schedule just for your listeners. I don't give this out. I'm going to share a few sessions with you all. Listeners, if they are ready to take action and move on it, the link is success.divyaparekh.com/message-breakthrough.
Okay. We will share that on our Facebook page. And Krista.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you, Divya. And thank you so much
for having me and having such a powerful show. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is awesome. Thank you.
We always enjoy our conversation with you, and we hope you'll be back with us another time.
Absolutely.
And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and we hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. It's always the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook, at facebook.com/skystillimitradio. Or you can visit us on our website at www.skystillimitradio.com. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/skystillimit. You never know, you might discover the one episode that can make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Divya. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.